Welcome to Email Marketing 101. I am so excited to teach you everything I know about email marketing. And you are starting out where I was starting out, unless you have email marketing experience in the past, where I didn't know a thing about email marketing. I received emails, but I didn't know how to send them. I didn't know how to write them. I didn't know why they mattered. And I am self-taught, and I'm going to teach you. So my background with email marketing started, probably about 3 years ago. So it's 2020. It was probably about the end of, was it 2016? I don't know, 3 years ago. And I knew that I wanted to get more people to visit my blog, and I wanted to get my beauty counter links in front of more people. Didn't have a huge online following with Instagram. I didn't have a huge following with Facebook. And I knew that I had some email addresses from friends and family and then some comments on my blog. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to send a newsletter. Every blogger I know seems to send a newsletter. I'm going to do it. How do I do it? I don't know. So that's where I dug in. And I'm going to teach you all about that in just a little bit. But let's first talk about why I felt so strongly about email marketing. And it really stems from feeling like I wasn't good enough on social media. I didn't have a ton of Instagram followers. You know, it's like, it's all relative. I didn't have a ton of Facebook followers, didn't have a ton of blog views. And so I was trying to find any advantage I could. And one channel that I had not tapped into was email marketing. And I worked in corporate marketing for, about 11 years. And I knew if corporations were still doing email marketing that there had to be something to it. I mean, businesses of that size, so I worked at Wells Fargo, BB&T, and Goldman Sachs. Businesses of those size do not do marketing efforts for very long if they don't pay off, if they don't have an ROI, a return on investment. So I knew that it must work for them. And I knew that if I can get my email in front of people, I'm going to get some links in front of people. And that's my end goal. So I decided to explore that new channel. It was brand new to me. And here's why it really matters. So when you are trying to grow a business online, and this example, we're going to talk about Beauty Counter, because that's where I really dug in with email marketing, was my Beauty Counter business, which was brand new at the time. If you're trying to grow a business online, you need to be in front of people when they are ready to make a purchase. And that's impossible to know if you're just talking to somebody on Instagram, unless they happen to tell you, hey, I'm almost out of body wash. Can you help me find a safer option? You need to be top of mind so when they run out of body wash, which you're not going to know unless they tell you or you're in their shower, creep, you need to be top of mind. Email marketing keeps you top of mind. So let's first talk about the marketing funnel. This is Marketing 101. It applies to anything you're going to sell, any type of channel. So when I say channels, I mean Facebook, social media, TV, billboards, like any marketing, direct mail, advertisements in newspapers, magazines. Of course, I don't do all of those. Neither do you have to do all of those. But this applies to any marketing channel. So there's a funnel. And at the top of the funnel is awareness. When people come into your funnel, they are just becoming aware of your brand, what you're selling, why it matters. And you really just want to get as many people as you can. You know, like you just want to reach a lot of people. So when you think about awareness, things that reach a lot of people, and you might wonder, like, how do they make money off that? Like if you see a billboard or something, they're probably just in the awareness phase. So awareness methods are typically like TV, billboards, maybe a newspaper advertisement. I think of Instagram stories as awareness in some ways. So anything where you're just broadcasting out, that's awareness. Next in the funnel is consideration. So when people go from awareness to consideration, they're moving in your marketing funnel. They're going down. The goal is to push people through your funnel. So they become in the consideration bracket once they are considering whatever you're selling. And that can be Beauty Counter, it could be an affiliate link, it could be your coaching and wellness business, it could be like you're a lifestyle brand, you're trying to sell your lifestyle to them. They're considering you. So they've been exposed enough to be aware of who you are, they know you exist, and now they're considering it. Like, oh, maybe I do want to replace my body wash with something safer, or maybe I really do want to try that makeup, it looks really good on her. So they're starting to consider it. Next in the funnel is purchase. And this is where you want to get people. So to get them from consideration to purchase, you need to be in front of them when they are ready to make a purchase. And again, how do you know when someone's ready to buy body wash unless you're in their shower, unless they tell you? You need to be top of mind. So we're going to come back to that in a second. And then at the bottom of the funnel is what I put as advocacy. And these are people who are signing up for your loyalty program. Maybe they're joining your team. Maybe they're getting their order and they're posting about it on social media. Like, oh my gosh, I love this body wash. They're advocating for your brand. So in the example of Beauty Counter, they became aware of Beauty Counter. Next, they started to consider it of, okay, I'm almost out of body wash. Maybe I'm going to replace my, what's a brand? My Dove with Beauty Counter. Okay, I'm almost out of Dove. I'm going to purchase Beauty Counter. Awesome. And now let's say I love it so much, I'm going to sign up for Band of Beauty, which is their VIP program. I'm going to post about it on social media. Or maybe I love it so much, I'm going to sign up as a consultant. That's where advocacy comes in. And if you Google marketing funnel, you're probably going to get a little bit different, like how people define it. This is how I think about it with my business. So here's where email marketing is so important. You are able to touch people in each of those phases without constantly having to put out brand new content. Is it important to put out new content? Yes, you want to be top of mind. You need to be consistent. So you're not just talking whenever you're trying to sell something. You need to be sharing regularly on social media, but email marketing really helps do the follow-up. So my goal whenever I do any marketing effort, whether it's a blog post, a Facebook post, an Instagram stories, I'm trying to get people's email address. That's my end goal. And you have to nurture the relationship, of course. And we'll talk about in another lesson about how to get email addresses. But I always want to get the email address because it creates a one-to-one conversation. Social media is blasted out. And unless people message you, like, it's hard to have a one-on-one conversation. And then some platforms just don't even allow you to have a conversation, right? Like, if someone is like, let's give the example of TV. TV doesn't allow for a one-on-one. And not that we're doing TV, but I'm trying to show you different channels have different you can create a different relationship depending on the channel. And I think email marketing is really great for a one-on-one relationship. So here's how my email address comes into play in my marketing funnel. So I did an Instagram TV. That's a good example. IGTV is awareness. I don't expect a lot of purchases from my IGTV, but I'm going to do IGTV. I'm going to reach a bunch of people. I'm going to educate them on, here's my makeup routine. Here's my 5-minute makeup routine. My goal is I'm going to send them somewhere to a link to get their email address. It might be on my blog. It might just be to a link in my profile. It might be message me and I'll email you the links to everything I use. I want to get their email address more than anything. So once I have their email address, then I'm going to add them to my email sequence. And an email sequence is the real power in email marketing. What a sequence is you can automate it. So you build it once, it keeps going out. Wouldn't it be awesome if you could have your Instagram stories, like somebody could just record it for you and you didn't have to do it all the time? Like, it's kind of similar. You build it once and it just goes out automatically, which we'll get to in another lesson how to do it. But then it's really nice because if you have emails going out every, I don't know, mine varies throughout my sequence, but every 2 to 7 days, right? You are more likely to capture somebody when they're in the consideration to purchase phase. So if you're top of mind, they get an email from you like, oh, I meant to buy Beauty Counter body wash. I'm going to buy that now. And even if your email doesn't mention body wash, they're still going to remember that they were thinking about buying Beauty Counter's body wash. So getting emails that can be automated and sent to them keeps you top of mind, which is key. And here's the other thing about emails. You own them. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Vine, YouTube, they can all change without you having anything to do with it. So for example, Vine, does that exist anymore? No. Let's say you built your whole business on Vine and then Vine decides, nope, we're going to go away. Or Periscope, also gone. Another example that's a little more relevant right now, the Instagram algorithm. If you have more than 10,000 followers, it's really hard for your content to be seen in the feed. If you have a smaller following, that's not as big of a deal. They show your content more often, which is really lucky. But if you have your whole business built on Instagram and now all of a sudden they change the algorithm and your content's not showing up, I mean, that's really tough. Or Facebook, before they introduced the algorithm, a lot of people made big money off of Facebook because they could drive people to their blog, whatever they could sell. Then they introduced the algorithm, their content stopped getting seen, their businesses went not great. Now you have to pay to play on Facebook. If you want your content to be seen, you have to promote it. You have to advertise it. But email marketing, you always own those emails. Like, your email list is yours. So let's say all the social media networks disappeared. Kapoof, they're gone. You still have all your email addresses. You can send them an email. You can send your product. You can message them through email without having to rely on a business model that is out of your control. So that's the main reason that I feel so strongly about email marketing, is it's really something that I don't have to worry is going to disappear. Like, I can control how often I reach out to my email list. So hopefully that's helpful on how the marketing funnel works, on why email marketing is so important. We're going to get into more lessons about how I actually built my email marketing platform to be automated. And we're going to talk about your target audience and how to write your messages and things like that. The main thing to know before you get into this course further is that I'm doing all of the training on ConvertKit. That is what I personally use. It's what I highly recommend. They don't pay me to promote it. I pay for my subscription. I'm just a really big believer in the platform. You can also use Gmail to send emails, but you can't automate it. So if you really want to automate and get the power of email marketing, I would encourage you to get an email provider. There's a lot out there. There's Aweber. I don't know. Google email providers. The one that I would not do is MailChimp. They recently changed their terms and services so that you can't do affiliate marketing or like links like that in their emails. So you're not going to want to do MailChimp anymore. But all of the basics that I teach you on how to do email marketing will apply to any program, but the terminology may be different. Where you go to implement it may be different. So again, I'm showing you everything in ConvertKit. If you want to build it and follow along like I did, you need to have a ConvertKit account. So go ahead and work on getting that set up if you don't already have it, and I'll be back soon with another lesson.